Like many parts of coastal Alaska, Kodiak Island is gearing up for a gap in ferry service this winter. While the city of Kodiak has relatively reliable alternatives for transportation to the mainland, the gap will pose serious difficulties for some of the island's outlying villages. KMXT's Kavitha George has more.
The six coastal villages of Kodiak are remote under any circumstances. All require a bush plane or a boat to reach, and only three receive ferry service at some point in the year. A winter gap in ferry service is standard practice, but this year's gap is significantly larger. Yuzinki and Port Lions on the northeast end of the archipelago will be cut off for 3 months between January and April. Old Harbor's last ferry of the year was last week. Ferries are a cost-effective way for village residents to do the everyday things you'd use a vehicle to do in a larger city. From picking up groceries to getting a car to the mechanic to moving building supplies, residents often schedule their lives around ferry service. Yuzinki's Vice Mayor Catherine Panamariov says kids in her village rely on ferries to travel to school sports competitions, and many elders need them to get to doctor's appointments in town.
I just had to take my mother in on ferry Monday. She would not fly. There are some people that will not fly, and so that's their only way of getting to and from either Kodiak or Homer.
The alternatives, chartering a boat or a plane, are significantly more expensive, and particularly in winter, ferries are just more reliable.
I mean, a lot of times you can't even get in and out of the community because the weather is so bad. The wind is really bad and the flights cancel, and it's like that weeks at a time.
Last month, the Dunleavy administration's final budget cut $43 million out of the Alaska Marine Highway System budget, a nearly one-third cut from previous years. And as a result, AMHS has had to significantly constrain its sailing schedule. But another reason for the gap in service is that both the Testamina and the Kennecott, the ferries that typically serve the island, are scheduled to be in overhaul at the same time this year. According to Department of Transportation and Public Facilities spokesperson Meadow Bailey, that happens every year, but
this year it's a longer period of time because there's more overhaul that needs to be done, like more work that needs to be completed in that time frame.
The Kennecott, the larger of the two ferries, goes offline in early October, and that means the whole island will be relying on the smaller Testamina until it too stops running in January. Port Lions Mayor Dorinda Kewen worries that without the Kennecott handling the heavy traffic from the city of Kodiak to the mainland, village residents will have to compete for space to book vehicles on the Testamina.
So the traffic that would normally have been going between Homer and Kodiak on the Kennecott is going to book itself on the Testamina. So we are going to have to plan way in advance if we want to get a space on the Testamina between Port Lions and Kodiak.
Adding in the new sliding fare and cancellation fee schedule, Kewen says planning routine tasks over the next few months is going to be a logistical headache for passengers in Port Lions and Yuzinki.
And if we want to do any doctor appointments or dental appointments, we're going to need to get those booked. So we literally need to know what we're doing if we're going to use the ferry service between now and January. We need to know that by October 1st, and we need to book those tickets.
To some extent, the cuts to service just make ferry travel for village residents more difficult planning-wise. But Kewen says the longer gap this winter might mean that people end up paying more to fly, with more limited space and no vehicles. It's also possible, she says, they'll just have to make do without as many trips to town. Reporting on Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.